And for our listeners who aren't familiar, what is AHC? And obviously you learned about it in a very personal way.
So AHC is a ultra-rare neurological disease. Then it stands for Alternating Hemiplegia of Childhood. Alternating Hemiplegia of Childhood, or AHC, manifests itself in episodes. These episodes consist of seizure-like behavior where her body contracts uncontrollably. It gets stiff, which is called dystonia. Her head gets stuck. Her eyes deviate. She becomes unconscious completely paralyzed for seconds, minutes, sometimes days. Some children even experience it for weeks. Our journey to discovering this was at 4 months of life, she began displaying, at the time, odd behavior. We soon learned that those were called episodes. And battling many ER visits, ambulance midnight rushes to Blank Children's Hospital, we finally came to discover that she has a rare genetic mutation. And then we discovered that there are no doctors in Iowa who could help us with this. So we were fortunate enough to connect with one of the leading scholars of this disease at Duke University in North Carolina. His name is Dr. Muhammad Makati, and he's one of the leading people. He has an AHC clinic. And we discovered that it is ultra rare. It affects 1 in 1 million children, and it made us feel very alone. But then we discovered that there's this community of people, mostly affiliated with several organizations. The one that we've become affiliated with is called AHCF, the Alternating Hemiplegia of Childhood Foundation. And it's a community of parents who are passionately pursuing a cure for this ultra-rare and terrible disease.
Especially with other children, especially in a busy life as a college professor, I imagine that there's a lot of challenges as a family. And when you feel alone like that, what do you turn to? And from there, as you've watched Estella grow, how have you adapted to that challenge of continuously knowing that at any point in time, your child could be paralyzed or could be in some sort of dire situation?
We turned to our local support systems, which were family that we have in the area, of course, as well as the people in this community all across the country in these AHC family support groups. They're Facebook-based, and they're closed groups to people, parents who take care of children with AHC. And these are the people that we really rely on because there's so few experts. So it's every day, probably every couple hours, a parent goes to this group and says, my child is doing this and this and this. Has anybody seen this? What do you do? And they give recommendations, and they take those recommendations to neurologists. So you really turn to this group of people, though there's very few of them. They are very active in promoting awareness and the well-being of these children with AHC. It's been a difficult adjustment to know that at any given moment, Estella could display these behaviors because there's all these triggers, and these triggers are basic functions of life. If she plays too hard, if she gets too hot, if she gets too cold, if she goes from light to dark, if she swings too hard, if she plays too hard, all these things are triggers for episodes. And so you're constantly living on the edge, wondering, what's going on? What's going to happen? Is it going to happen now? And your new normal becomes simply living day to day and hoping that today is a good day.
How is Estella doing? You're watching with even more careful eyes than you would your other three children, knowing that that's kind of the lifestyle. How is she doing? And especially with the disease, not only that has to be kind of isolating as a family, I can't imagine as a child who wants to interact with other children, who wants to play, that that's an easy thing to grasp.
Asking how she's doing is on a case-by-case basis. At this very moment, she's at home in the middle of a pretty intense episode, has been for about 4 or 5 days. A week ago, she was doing well. But you have to remember that the baseline of an AHC child, when we say doing well, is not anywhere near the baseline of what we would call a regular child. But we are very fortunate that Estella... We have on average about 7 days or so where she doesn't have a major episode event, usually in between a leg quits, an arm quits, a hand quits, but that's just our new normal. As bizarre as it is, it's our new normal. And so she is making small gains. We fight for every single milestone that a typical child would just normally get. So the ability to hold the sippy cup, the ability to sit up, the ability to even move her foot in the right direction to potentially take a step is a massive, massive milestone in the life of an AHC child. So the things that parents just take for granted that your child learns to do are things that every AHC family has to fight for. that we have to earn and work for through therapies and doctor's visits and medications. And those are the things, those small milestones are things that we fight for on a daily basis.
Well, and the reason why we're talking today is that there is an opportunity to raise both awareness and fundraising to this very rare disease. Talk about how this effort has kind of come together and what your involvement is.
Yeah, so I've become affiliated with a national organization called AHCF, the Alternating Hemiplegia of Childhood Foundation. And this organization has existed for many years, and they are a parent-run organization of people who are funding scientific research for a cure. And this year, one of our major fundraising events is going to take place on October 4th. And it's a national day of awareness where we're seeking to educate the general public of this very rare disease that affects 1 in 1 million kids. We want to raise public support, and we also want to raise financial assistance through donations to continue to fund our research. Because despite the overwhelming challenges that HC kids face and the terrible reality that these children face in these episodes, there is a glimmer of hope. AHCF, working with the leading neurologists on the planet, have discovered that there is a path forward to a cure using genetic therapy. It's called AAV, and they believe they found a path forward, but it's very expensive, and it takes a significant amount of money. And so on October 4th here in town, my family and friends, we are hosting a 5K run. We're going to meet at 1 o'clock at Pella Christian High School for a 5K run to raise awareness and raise funds on behalf of Estella and on behalf of all AHC kids. And what we want people to realize is that every single donation counts, whether it is $100, $50, $10, $1. Every single penny counts and is used for this organization to help AHC kids. And in fact, whereas most foundations have significant overhead and administrative fees, 90 cents of every dollar donated to AHCF goes directly to fulfilling our mission. So that means only 10 cents is used for administrative overhead to run a website and pay for shirts and that kind of stuff. So it's a very unique organization. And what we want people to realize is that it's going to take everybody, big donations and small donations. Every single person, in whatever way they can help or assist, can make a massive difference in the lives of AHC kids everywhere.
Well, and if they can't participate in this event on the 4th, is there a place for them to go to make a donation separate of this event or anything like that?
Absolutely. So if you can't physically attend the event on October 4th, if you can't make it, even a show of support by going on your social media and simply taking a picture and using the hashtag STEPS, STEPS, the number 4, AHC. You can ride, you can walk, you can run. If you can't physically come to the race, any sort of sign or show of support using that hashtag. In order to donate, you can go directly to ahckids.org, and in the top right, you can click the donate button. Or if we can put a link to my daughter's page, there's a direct fundraising link that can go. And even though it's in the name of Estella or all the other kids who have their own fundraising pages, the money's not going to the families. We're raising money on behalf of the organization, and it all goes towards funding research for this scientific cure.
Anything else you'd like to add that I didn't touch on? Anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
I would like people to know that even though there are so few of us, in fact, in the state of Iowa, there are, right now, we only know of 4 children in the state, 3 other kids and my daughter included, so there's 4 of us. There's very few of us, but the lives that AHC kids and that these families experience is a significant amount of suffering. And there are so many things in life that we are not going to be able to fix. I alone, and even, let's say, my political affiliation, I'm not going to fix the economy. I'm not going to fix or end the major problems of this world, but this is something that can be fixed. We can fix this. With the right support and the right amount of money, any donation to this organization, with the right momentum, we could rid the world of AHC, and that's something we're fighting for.